Service, President.
Chuck, I want to be sure that we get the PR-type Scali et al. To go all out on the idea that the Bullen Amendment is the Mansfield Amendment, you know.
Yes, sir.
Are we doing that?
I haven't yet because I've been working on the labor thing, but I'll get them on it right away.
You just put Scali on that. Just say it's the Bullen Amendment is the Mansfield Amendment. Could you do that?
Which shows the increased strength that we've got now.
Right. Biggest vote. I mean, now they've all played every time we got a little less votes, they played it. Now let make these bastards play if we got a few more. Because
we'll
the guys down there have just talked to Mahon and Aarons and, you know, all our people that vote for it. Christ, they're just happy as a clam. They think they've helped the country, but the way it is that we gotta do it. You call Ziegler and tell him he does the work all night on this.
Yes,
he has to stay up till 3 o'clock in the morning. He's gotta get the Mahon Amendment. I mean, the Mansfield Amendment was beaten.
Right.
Call it the Mansfield Amendment. I want them all over you. That's the line, okay?
Yes, sir. We'll do it. We'll work on it right now.
Kick them in the ass.
Okay, sir.
Now, on the labor thing, I've authorized going ahead on it. Schultz is trying to get a hold of Meany now.
Talk to George. And
But he's got to get a hold of him and get it worked out.
Well, we may have to track him down at the racetrack, sir. Where have you? The timing is perfect, Mr. President, at 12 o'clock from another reading I just got after you. You and I talked last time, and that the Executive Council was going to meet then, and it would have been after the opening session, then their resolution in the afternoon. So it's perfect from that standpoint.
Well, it's good from our standpoint, too. I don't have to get up, you know, get up. Incidentally, getting back to the Harris Gallup business, you know, when will Harris go with his? Do you think he can...
The earliest that he can get it out. You see, he puts his releases out today for next week. He's got two coming out next week.
So he won't be out for 2 weeks.
No, week from Monday, he told me he would get it out. Now, the only question, the thing I have to work out with him is whether we try to use the best figures or whether we...
I wouldn't use the best.
I think in between the two.
Much better to use something more credible.
I think especially in view of Gallup. Now, of course, if he played, in a way, it's kind of good because it's...
Right, but they disagree.
Well, not only that, but the public, they never distinguish the polling.
Well, another thing, too, is that Harris could say he's taken it over that and the other period as well.
Well, that's precisely right. It would be a longer period. It would be over 2 weeks.
Does he feel that... But he really feels the Gallup thing may be a little bit wrong.
No, he thinks it's off. He's quick to say that in the first week in November, we showed some slippage. And he attributes it to the economic uncertainty. That
could be. Correct.
Just unavoidable, but he said, frankly, you're gonna bounce back very fast from that.
Particularly if the good figures that are coming out tomorrow and everything.
Oh, the revision of the GNP.
Well, I'm not sure anybody's going to play that, but you and I know it's good.
God, isn't that incredible, the change in that.
Well, I really gave Schultz hell on that today. I said, now look, George, I understand a mistake of 5%, a mistake of 10%, but a mistake of 35% on the estimate. Now, God damn it, can't we get some better statisticians, even in commerce? That's terrible.
Well, you know where it's coming out, of course. It's coming out of the... It's the retail sales. They keep adjusting the damn things. And you look back now in August, and it was a sensational month.
Of course it was.
So that affects the third quarter.
That's right. Well, that's just as well. But the point is, the first quarter figures, as I told Schultz, always get the play. The first figures that are put out, the first announcement. Now, God damn it, we've just got to get these people in line and line them up and kick them in the ass.
Well, that's a little project, as you know, that
I know.
Got underway.
I know.
And
mainly because we don't want to change the figures. We just want to be honest.
Play them straight.
But I even think in commerce, Chuck, I know Pastor's all right, but the little boys in his woodwork could have deliberately fixed these figures.
Well, it's the Census Bureau, and we finally got rid of some guys over there. We may have to get rid of some more because there's no question that...
That's right.
That the pattern is very steady.
Is that a heavily Jewish bureau, too?
I haven't looked. But
like the rest? Check
it
out. Check it out. There could be a whole incestuous relationship here. That's my point. Between the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Census Bureau, and the rest, you know?
Well, of course, BLS uses the census. Basic census data is
nothing to do with it. It's just the fact that they all work together. And that's why I've sort of been intrigued with the idea of getting in one of our Jewish friends to be the head of the whole goddamn thing. I mean, he knows his people. See, a friend that's with us.
Well, that would be a
Herb Stein.
Well, he'd be perfect. God, he'd be good at that.
Yeah.
Except I don't know that he...
No, he wouldn't do it.
We want a guy who can bend a little bit, too. That's almost as important. Greenspan, if we could.
Alan Greenspan would be great. Well, but that would be too subject to...
Yeah, couldn't Right. But that's it. But you're right. That's, if we had that, God, it would help us. It's just fantastic. You know, the 4% growth figure for the third quarter, if that's a bad quarter, we're in great
shape. But the point is, too, that these things do affect people. Polls affect people, all the rest. So we've got to, I mean, but it's really interesting that Harris, independently of Gallup, comes up with a totally different figure. He shows a gain, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And then says in the second part, but Gallup wasn't pulling in that period, that it's come down, but down still to the same level, not below it, right?
Well, basically, he said it's back down to where it was, just about where it was in September. So that
except 51.48 or something like
that. Well, it was 51.48. He said he thinks this one's 50.48, but he is.
Right.
But he cautioned me. He said, don't go on that, because he said, it's all raw data, and he said, I always find some changes, so that's
right. Sure.
He said, I don't think the trend is down that much, although you've had a little... You've gone through a little tough period in the first part of November, but it's basically...
Because of the economy. Right.
Basically on the economy, and he said, that's going to clear away. He said, these guys are just...
Does he think that the... does he see the fact that the Vietnam troops announcement may have helped a bit, or does he...
Oh, he thinks that was a 10 strike. I told you... Maybe I didn't... He called me from...
No, I didn't hear about that.
He called me from the Virgin Islands to tell me that he thought you just pulled it off masterfully. He said, by the number and the way you did it, leaving the doubts... He thinks you handled that just superbly.
Well, we may have handled it, whether it affects polls or not, but it's probably, it can't be negative. It may be positive.
Well, the most significant thing about it, Mr. President, is nobody's jumped at it.
That's right. You know, that's true.
I bet all kinds of money on Monday that we were going to get a blast by today.
By Teddy and all the rest. They have all kept their goddamn mouth shut.
I've been watching the wires today. There hasn't been any criticism at all. Even in the debate up on the House and the vote on the House, nobody has hit your press conference.
Right.
That's right. Which means that it's...
Yeah. They're afraid.
Yeah, sure.
Afraid we've got something up our sleeve.
Exactly.
Which we may have.
Well,
anyway, be sure that now the word gets out. I want Ziegler, you tell him he's to work all night.
Yes, sir.
If necessary to get out the idea. Ziegler and Scali. Scali's in town, is he?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Just
to work on this deal. The Bolin Amendment is the Mansfield Amendment. It's a great gain for the administration, result of the President's press conference. Okay?
We'll push that very hard. I just heard that Schultz has not yet reached me, so we'll be waiting until we get through to him. Yes, sir.